Simon cooks out a case of bays. And Chava says, "Lo yiga boy." I feel about Smiktana. You're not allowed to touch. I feel about Smiktana. Yoshi miyada the other shem double kavim ben miyada shem yiga b'msara. So Chava brings down that you're not allowed to touch her. What's the reason why? Chava goes that the reason is else maybe come to touch her. And if you touch her, that obviously could lead to other things. Shem, what? Sorry. Don't touch. Rewind. Don't touch her. Yeah, then you'll have to hand something because they're maybe going to come to go ahead and touch her. Now, in terms of. If it's assuming down between Shem and Shem and Stucker that somebody's wife dies. It says Misha Mesa Easter, you need the Rashaliga, but over there obviously it's only when you're still married. If she's dead, he says it's mutter to go ahead and touch her. But they discuss in terms of giving a get. I guess not touch her, we'll get that in a second. Fine. So Kitsa the lucky's not allowed to touch her. When she's dead, Lamaisa we say it's not going to be a problem. In terms of touching her clothes, so the Pesach Shuva in Sifkat and Gimel brings down. Touching her clothes when she's dressed, says that touching her clothes, if she's not wearing the clothes, so it's not a problem because they ain't asked her mishka v'moishav, it's only the tyrus, and it's not going to be over here. So the person discussed, what about clothes touching clothes? Is that an issue? You're not touch her clothes. Whether let's say your clothes are touching her clothes. Is that going to be an issue or not? So, Aruch HaShulchan, we have Aruch HaShulchan over here. Aruch HaShulchan has a lashon about touching her.
Is this on purpose?
Let's not meanwhile, okay? The Aruch HaShulchan has a lashon, we don't have here in front of us. He says only when it's like touching her clothes is going to be a problem. Some of the chayyim bring it down as a right, the clothes is going to be a problem over there. But if you look at the Aruch HaShulchan good, Rabbi Yaakov pointed out, it doesn't say clearly that's close to clothes. It says touching her with the clothes is a problem. It doesn't mean that you're the begadim are touching. Begadim means like touching her through the clothes. Like your elbow hits her elbow through the clothes, that's going to be a problem. But if I had just the clothes touching the clothes, it's not going to be muchach from over there. That's going to be us, sir. This is something that's very negative. Mostly you're going on a bus, you're going on a plane, and the mice of the begadim are touching the begadim. The question is, what's going to be the halach in that situation? So there are some achrenim which are. So, like this. In Kutsavik K, it's. There are really two halachim in Kutsavik K we have to figure out. There's the what Chazal answered, the Feirish. Then there's the law, and then there's also like the spirit of the law. Which, if you look at a lot of Svarim, they have a lot of things which they say, oh, this is going to be Aser, this is going to be Aser, this is going to be Aser, which, you know, which Sif is it? They'll say, you know, it's a playoff of this one, a playoff of that one. Which, Be'etzim, if we don't find Chazal Aser something, so to make it on our Chakas, you know, Mechatesa, it is something very personable, and maybe use your brains, and use your Seichel. But to say that Be'etzim is Aser, it's hard to say that something which is also if we don't find clear the Chazal acid or the Friedrich Poiskim acid. Examples. Play some discuss, like we mentioned last time. Play board games. All sorts of shame. This one, that one, that's also it's Kalas Reish. Like that, I don't know. I'm saying it's not that's something which is I would think is personal and Lav Dafka we say Kalas Reish. Can you walk together with her under the same umbrella?
Ooh.
So
I did it with a friend last night. Not recommended.
Okay.
You ever
swallowed raw?
What
did
I say?
Very
so, can I say this? Can I say you? Let's say you walk on the umbrella. Let's touch up. If I walk on the umbrella, I didn't touch. Was I ever anything or not?
What?
If I walk under the umbrella, we did not touch. Was I ever anything?
No.
Okay, now it's just out of common sense. Will you touch, not touch, how big the umbrella is, how far away apart you're standing, how are you going to do it, right? If you're half on the... Yeah, it's just out of common sense. And again,
the clothing do touch each other?
Hold on a second. We'll get that in a second. You know, you can't say that you're over a chaka. You want to know if you're going to touch, so use your common sense and don't do it. But to say that it's usser, I can't say it's usser. Reading... What do you say?
No,
you can be over one of the things which Chazal answered. They answered touching. the Yatzar Tzchoik, the Yatzar Kalash Roish, the Yatzar Chiba. If you go over one of those things, then maybe just common sense will tell you not to do it. You know, the sort of things, if you did it and you got away with it, right? If you touched your wife, you're over Tzatzar, right? It was Tzatzar. If I walk under the umbrella and nothing happened, I didn't do anything, which is Tzatzar. Now, you want to know common sense. How far you're standing away, what the matzav is, how hard it's raining, what the tzarich is, you know, stuff they've done. Common sense. They discuss reading the same, can you read the same book? And you're both reading the newspaper article. Huh?
One should stand, one
should sit. It's later. You want to know, in looking at how someone says, Tzatzar, Mutter, Tzatzar, whatever. Can I say? What do you say? There's certain things you have to look in the Gemara and see what Chazal asked. Kol Malchus Yesh Hashem Baila, we find that the Gemara Defi Gemara says Shem Yagaba, we find...
Watching a
shir
together.
What do you say? Watching a shir together?
Show, he meant.
But,
Show Belaz.
So, kids, of what state? So, Kim, Negez Lachas is Yinala. Touch, Esmektana, Peshuvadaz, touching her clothing. Clothing to clothing, I don't know, what's the earliest makar? You have any early makar that's such a thing which would be aser?
Maybe your clothing is bumped into your gut.
Maybe not, I'm saying.
From my cell shop.
So well, I don't know. So touching her through the clothing is a problem, but clothing, I don't think we find any really free dick and makar. What?
So picture together is mutton.
What?
Picture together is
much.
Picture together?
Clothing
to clothing?
What do you say?
Classic picture is puppy girl.
A classic picture when it's clothing to clothing is much.
If you're not touching her?
No. It's a clothing to clothing touch.
You're touching.
What's like an official touch?
When you sit on a bus, you're.
It's just common.
When you sit on a bus,
it's clothing to clothing.
What? That's what you're touching. You're
when you're sitting on a bus next to each other, you're going
to... So Mr. Krause brings down, you're on a bus. What's the lach? He says, if you're sitting on a bus and you're not mechavin and you bump into each other, if you're not mechavin, he says it's okay. If you're mechavin to touch each other, ready, he doesn't like that so much, that might go into the... He says it's a problem. What?
What
do you say? No, begodim to begodim, what's the name? That's a sug shell. This may be on a plate. You're on a plane, so what are you doing on the plane? So you first put down the armrest in between, obviously. I hear, if you touch it, what? What do you say?
Both try going with armrests.
Your clothing touch each other, that means your bodies are touching.
No, if the clothing are depending on how big they are. Depending on how fluffy they are.
Let's say they are.
Kids, you try to put something on in between, or they shouldn't, whatever, you should put something in between, the mice that you shouldn't touch. That's not even added. That's not even added. If it's Dovish, they need a scavin with a sign up Psych Ratio, so whatever. Why? It's Psych Ratio, or what? It has to be, why? It has to be, I don't know.
Your skin is going to be touching, your bodies are going to be touching if you're clothing.
No, we're talking about if you have like a thick coat.
Let's say you have a regular shirt.
The bodies are touching, that's a problem. Touching through clothing, that's aser. Begadim to begadim, I don't think we have a major makar that's going to be aser. Begadim to begadim. But touching through clothing, touching, doing a bit of chiba, maybe we could start saying that's not the spirit of the law, but it's hard to say that that's going to be, that's going to the actual thing. So you're not touching at all, just calling to go in?
No, but then the boss is going to be touching. Your body's going to be touching.
I wouldn't think it's awesome.
No,
I wouldn't think it's awesome.
No.
Fine, the Toysha Shlomen brings down, what about blowing something off of her? It brings down Mutter to blow off Noitza Afruchas Mibugadah. The question is, he starts of saying blowing something off of her, that's called touching her. Just like we find that in the Sugis and Bava Kama, you blow something, it's Kisidakoichai. So to over here, that if you blow something off of her, that works Mitin Koichai, and therefore it's going to be Asa. Then he's Chayzer, and he says, no, the Pshat is that Koichai is not called Negia. Koichai maybe is Kisidakoichai, but Koichai Ladafka is called Negia, therefore he's Noitza Later. And then he says the Machrot Avalei Bracha, but Iker Din, he says, be a soid, then that'll be mutter. The Bison discussed touching through a nair. Is there exited? Is exited and the gear through something else? So Bessie Shuvah brings down. candle. The rational has like ner biyada. The Yalayos says in Soif Simin Samechei. You now hold a ner biyada. Kdei yista balatabek or lechamim atzmi benerihi to lecham yourself brings a ray from the Mishnah in Machshirin, which says that zeya is a chibur, and therefore it's considered like a chibur through something else. And therefore, since the hevel is mechaber them, and she's holding something, and that's mechaber her to him, that's like some type of chibra, that's like an igia, and therefore that's going to be usher. The place we discuss what's going to be Avdol Meshich Shabbos. They say Ramosh and Shuvah and others say that Avdol Meshich Shabbos is b'chal not a problem. The whole problem is when you're doing some type of chibra, like through the nair is the steam, and it's like chibra between the husband and the wife, but just making a bracha b'rima eish on the thing which she's holding, then that's not the b'chal, it's not going to be a problem. You have to be mechamim from... No, it's not called mechamim. Fine. So that's in terms of touching. Because the touching says, Asr, if you're like Sektana, lo yishim yad yad yishim davar, you're not allowed to hand something to her. Why can't hand something to her? So the Rosh has a problem. He's going to come to touch. And the Razman Shuvah we saw says it's a level of chiba. Mechaber says you shouldn't hand something to her. Why? Shema yigimsa. Mechaber goes more like the Rosh. That the reason why you can't hand it is because you're going to come to go ahead and touch. So the shayla is, when handing something, does shinei work? We find shinei works in certain situations. Using left hand, does shinei work in terms of handing something to her? So the Bach says the shinei does not work. It only works maybe by serving, but shinei would not work when you're dealing with handing. But fine, if the chashash is maybe come to touch her, so what's up if you're going to go ahead and do a shinei? A klar rai, the shinei doesn't work, we see that zrika is going to be usher. So zrika is not normal at handing something. So if we see that throwing something is going to be usher, it's going to be a klar rai, that shinei would... Klar rai, that shinei lemaisa would not work when you're talking about, when you're talking about handing something.
Like the Rosh, but it's
Chalas Chuvas,
or what do you
think? Is he says advice? Yeah, okay. I said, any other? This is Hashem Yigivus, or is going more like the Rosh? In terms of giving a ring, we mentioned last time, so that's handing something, technically. When Chasan and Kala get engaged, I mean, when they're getting married, so technically that's something that's called handing. But over there, the place you want to say that there's a Hatta, the Pshat is that, being that right now they're not married yet, and they're only getting married after you do the Kedushin, so therefore, Pshat's me putting it on, there's no marriage yet, therefore there is no achakas. Achakas is only something which applies to somebody's wife. So being that there is no achakas, meaning they're not married yet, therefore it's not going to be a problem. And therefore technically putting on the ring would not be a problem. The place can like you not to touch her. Some say maybe that's tar davar shel chiba. I don't really see why that's called davar shel chiba when, you know, it's definitely not trying to touch her, I'm saying, and it's not really negiyas, not sechiba, but because they like preferably really not to touch her. But in the mindset of the minig is that they would be make by chavos nida to put the ring on. There's eitzah, maybe she puts her finger up and like you slide it down, like you don't have to go as much like that. But I think the minig is that they are make all that.
Right after.
What do you say? It's like, that's not so. Then that's so nika. You just have them sadik kedushin hand it over. That's what that. It's not so nika. The ring is like, what are you gonna do? It's like a whole public statement. I was thinking the handing suba is what we mentioned last time. It's telling that nidin, whether you say the pshat is that being it's not a big aspa, there's no problem or not. But that how they just have tzadik dush and hand it over in that situation. In terms of giving a get when they're a nida, usually when they're getting divorced, she is a nida. No, it takes whatever. It doesn't go overnight. You know, it takes a long time to get divorced. Not easy. A simple process, but what do you say?
Why is she normally
neither?
Because she didn't go to Mecca.
Okay, fine. I'll call upon him. Forget it. Right there. So kids, Mekilim Bezet, whatever. That there's no, that there's not going to be any whatever. There's no chiba, there's no chash. Like Nabi Yehuda says, like when you're pushing her into the mikvah, right? So Nabi Yehuda discusses, can the man be the mikvah lady? So he says, like in a case which you have to like hold her hand and when she's going to the mikvah, is that going to be a problem? Not going to be a problem. So the Nabi Yehuda says, Mr. Shubizan, Nabi Yehuda says that, Ishvisha Durm Bekfar, Ancient Media, Yudis Achazulis Levadam, can the Baal stand there when she's tevelis? Is she when she's into the water? Can he hold her hand or not? So he says, since it's in the Gia, Maybe it says that one second we're not going to we're not going to be chosh. It's a loose to me. I'm saying it's a, he says we're not going to be chosh. Because when you get divorced, there's no chash. And right, so you got to swear get the other one. There's swear get the other one. Kecha. There's swear of 1 second. There's no problem, and therefore, kitsa. See, now the hand is something to her. To her means in her hand, obviously that's a problem. Obviously put on her lap, you know, that's considered to her, it doesn't be hand to hand. And it's possible that kipshuta is going to be considered a problem. If you're handing it into her pocketbook or something like that, you know, it's definitely debatable. Do you say the pshat is that it's not guf to guf, therefore there's no chash to give b'basara? Or you say, no, lemaisa, that's called handing it to her. You know, it's the fact that I put it in her hand, or I put it in her something she's holding, you know, kipshute, that's going to be the same thing.
Throwing on the lap is the same thing as putting on the lap?
No, it's a little different, maybe. I'll get that in a second. But, you know, that's definitely much more debatable. Is that called to her or something she's holding? That's called the handing it to her, and that's all. You know, that's all the same thing. Miss Farwell, what would they don't think? To put it into her place she's holding. Let's go slap slap. You can't hand something to her. Let's say she's holding, she's holding something. So you put it in. She's holding a plate. Can you put the food on her plate? Huh?
Could she feel it?
What do you say?
She can't feel it.
It's not in the law. It's in the law, but it's not in the spirit of the law.
No, the question is that the law. Is that called you're handing it? He says, the law is don't hand her something. Don't hand something from Yad Eliyada. So the question is, what do you say? What do I say? The thing, Ibshad, is if we ask her, like Avi's saying, if we ask her throwing something to her, then Kipshuta, who are then putting something to something she's holding, her be in the same guy. Huh?
You can't do
it near because you're touching it through Davar Acher. Here, Lav Dafka, you're touching. You're chopping it in. Whatever, I think about that. Now, there's a place in discuss in terms of picking something up together.
So
before that, in terms of the Piskei Tshuva, I think it's us, right from Zvika. The Piskei Tshuva being discussed in terms of a child, handing a child from one person to another person. Very negative child, negative child all the time, in terms of handing children. So the Piskei Tshuva brings down from the Tesh Bates, which says that you let her take a child from her hand because Chaynei says Atzmai, just like we find in Shabbos, that Chaynei says Atzmai, that the luck is that if you carry a child who's able to walk upon them, who's able to technically go, the luck is that we say Chaynei says Atzmai, it's not considered it's a Shabbos, that's going to be a problem. So, Tesh Bates, so we didn't over here, we say Chaynei says Atzmai, and therefore, if you're handing a child, meaning the child technically go by himself, therefore, it's not going to, therefore, he says it's not going to be a problem. Near imatina cut in a chiloi kafas. So then he says aser because he can't say chay no say as hatsmei. It's 12 o'clock already. Okay, the chayim amat me and they say they really chaynes that's more Shabbos to kesugya that chaynes says aser is not part of doing to the mishkan or maybe it's to get the shneim also and it's a mechudish tek the shtelzu chaynes says aser benegeya our sugya. Amaisa that's the Haskamas of Peskim is that we're not going to be makel to take a child miyad liyada. Chaynes Tatsma is a din of Shabbos. It's not a din in touching. Ovad is maybe going to touch something. So Makesh Chaynes says Tatsma. Sounds like. But Chaynes Tatsma is a din of Shabbos. That's Shnaim Shalsu or Dimi to the Mishkan. And Chaynes Hashem no Sheikhes to our son. But if the child goes by itself, then Lechaynes, that's not called Haishata. If you go like this, and the child just like leans over, and she's not passing it, the child's going by itself, so then the child, then that's not called handing something over. Shem Yigabah, the child went by itself. And you know, the child went by itself, so then it's not going to be a problem. But if she passes a child over in a Hanami, that's going to be a problem with the child.
The child has to grab onto you.
Stick out your hand, he starts going like that. So, yeah. And then you take him. Saying, if she didn't pass it over, if she didn't do the pula of passing over, he's going like that, he's coming over, he's coming by himself, then it's not going to be fine. The place we discuss, what's in the lucky, is something which is heavy. You have something which is heavy. Is there a problem of, if there's a problem of picking something up together or not? So what's the Yishayi the Shaila? The Shach says, if something which is handing something, even is very, very big, and it's very, very long, still it's going to be us because it's a plug. And the shaila is, what's going to be the luck in terms of something which is very, very heavy? Is that going to be something which is going to, is it, and you want to pick up together, is that going to be us or not? So what's the Yishayi the Shaila? So we have two Yisurim so far. We have an Yisur of handing something, we have an Yisur of touching. So the question is, picking something up together, is that either of them? Either of those things. Not touching each other? You're not handing anything to each other, and the question is that going to be us, or is that going to be what? So you could say maybe that is called handing, just like you can't hand something over. So what's the difference if we pick it up together? We're both there is it's together, and then maybe you could hear maybe in this far that is called maybe Haishata. Or you could say no, that's not Haishata. Haishata is the pool of handing one to the other one can come to touch. If I call two things together, make a taste, that's going to the gedda of Hashat. Another thing you have to handle is that there's a stick of a safsal, that if you sit on like a couch and you feel her movements, so that's going to be a problem. See, then, so the question over here is, if you're holding something together, so you're feeling each other, maybe that should go into the gedda of safsal misnadeid, and maybe, you know, that should, something which should go in and be also. The chiluk din sasa misnadeg, that's more darchiba, you're sitting on a couch together, or you're going on a tiyul over there, that's called sasa misnadeg. You're going on a rowboat together, so maybe that's something which is going to be also. The fact that you feel, or, you know, mechitesa, that's something which is going to be also or not.
And that would be a
in,
shata?
They bring, so the Ramay says, Sheva Levi just says also. They say, Chibayisim says also, it goes in together by shata. Ramay says, Chuvi says, but so it's not a nuclear riot. It's going to be Aser. There's a Chai Odom Simukur Flam. It discusses picking up the Karet together on Pesach. So picking up the Karet together, he says a problem, and he says it's a problem over there. So from there, someone being a riot, picking something up together, Chai Odom is passing and Simukur Flam, that's going to be Aser. It's not 100% Mukhachim over there, because it could be over there, there's Hashem Yigaba. It doesn't mean that over there, that means, doesn't mamish mean that you're going to be touching. It doesn't mean that mamish that you're picking up together. It could be over there, Hashem Yigaba, and it's not getting Mukhach from there. Akabanim. Ramesha says, Mikar did Betsam Zimutr, there's no Klerayah, maybe he's right from Zavin, then maybe it should be Aser. This is like Machmur Tavla Bracha, Mikar did Zimutr. But she always brings down from the Chazanish, which wants to go ahead and be Mekel, and he says, it's not Levushe Oiz, or Israel brings down the Chazanish, that he says it's going to be Mutr. He says that it doesn't go into the gather of Hashata, it doesn't go into the gather of. It doesn't go into the gather of Sasa Masnade, therefore he wants to say that's going to be Mutta. It's going to be Mutta. I think Bikaron, Malcolm Tsarek, Noigan Lahakal, you know, as you're on a bus and I don't know, you're getting off and your wife needs help with the stroller and she can't do it. So whatever, beside Malcolm Tsarek, you know, Noigan Lahakal, you're going on an airport and you're schlepping suitcases, you know, but Malcolm Tsarek, Yesh Malcolm Lahakal. The Ramah brings down, there's Isser throwing something. If you throw something then that's going to be aser. Not only do they aser handing or touching, even zrika, then they went ahead and they aser that. The Tosha Shlomim wants to say begadeh mashav the mutter. He wants to say that zrika is dafke miyadi liyade, throwing it to her begadim. That's not going to be aser. And the whole vada zrika is like it's either some type of love of chibur, or it's extension of Shem Yigabah, not only can't hand something, you can't throw something, but you're not throwing it to her, you're throwing it on a begadim, then it's going to be mother. So do you want to throw something into her pocketbook, or into something she's holding? That will go into the Hatat HaTorah Shlamim, that he says that b'yisoy, throwing on a begadim, is mutter, maybe it's machrat avodah bracha, but the maisa will go ahead and be mutter. The place we discuss about throwing something up. If you throw it up, is that called that you threw it to her? Or is that going to be mutter? So the Pesach Yeshiva brings down. That which she knows, Lizuk Dava Kapi Mela, First, he brings down from the place, see that that's going to be mutter, why that's not called darachiba, and if you just throw it up, it's not going to be a problem. So the Tyre says, even though that's a mikol mekar din, but he says that ein lahatav chol machmer binyanam elo tavilei bracha. He says, you know, this makim to be machmer. So the machmer dam elo tavilei bracha, throwing it up. He says that be makim tavilei bracha. The place in discuss. Let's say he throws something, and let's say he starts handing you a sefer, or and if you don't take it, it's going to fall. Are you allowed to take it or not?
Should I buy
a safer? Safer, yeah. Or let's just throw something or glass which is going to break. So I can split the shine to everything. Let's see something which is going to break. So nice, the whole thing that Zrika is also, it is around Ma, but it's not so much as Zrika is going to be also. Like in Sifu Bey's, the place in disgust that we see pouring water onto her, there's a Bzunda Isser of Yitzika of giving a shower. The question is, why isn't us over there at Zrika? So there are some which say that Nechlami, Zrika is Machalikas, and Nechlami. There is no Isser, the amount of there is no Isser Zvika, because Zvika is Shani Machlik as well as Aser or Mutter. So if a Makim to be Zayin Kesei Kodesh, or if a Makim something is going to be break, so there'll be Makim to be Makel, for sure by Zvika, there'll be Makim to go ahead and be Makel, and it will not be a problem. You know, what? Not Lechachila. I said, if she throws it, she throws something to you, and if you don't catch it, it's going to break. So the Zvika is Machlikas, Ish Makim Hakel. What I say? So Ishata is more Shver, saying, so I thought the pashas it's going to break. Pashas would not be making. You want to know by kisei kodesh? Maybe makim b'zayin kisei kodesh. We find a lot of matters from makim b'zayin kisei kodesh. So last back in Erevin has a lot of cases like that, and the chur will go away. Chur pashas will be mutter. The point is discussed in terms of being kvater when you are a nida. So that goes into that goes into the cheshbon of hashata. Therefore, it should be a problem. This is brought down by Shem Lechida that if you have two pillows. So it's interesting. The way the chida, they bring out the chida. This is more that's more like a shino. It's not a normal way. And if you have two pillows, so you bring two pillows, and then he takes off the top one. So he didn't take him yada liyada, and you know maybe that should be a plan that that's something which should work. My tzedakah tshuva, and others say, look over there, says already that the minig is that you know we're not. We're not in the Lahakal, and they say that he's there. Okay, so he says that if the Elm's there, when he wants his out. Daket Shuva says already the minig is to be machmer and not to be kvater. And
he walked away.
He said the minig is that they shouldn't do it. There's certain situations in terms of like feeding a child when he's in when there's hands. Is that going to be us or not?
When there's hands.
You're holding your child and your wife wants to feed the baby. Or you want to kiss the baby when it's in one of their hands. So right, these things which it's maybe you can handle the spirit and things like that, but that's something it's not.
Why is it needed to know by
because there is a chibur between two people. Here is a chibur between two people. I'm touching somebody who is touching her. Therefore, the maisa would not be considered a problem. And Sif Gimel discussed the issue of... To make your dinner, it's mutter. It's evitus. All these things, make it whatever. We don't find that such a thing as us. You want to know in the common sense, but okay, all these things are personal, but we don't find the common sense. What do you say?
You can touch anything she's holding.
Why is it any different? Because there's a chibur between the two of them. The hevel over here, I'm touching you, it's touching him. It's not that would not make a chibur. The chibur discusses a sif gimel in terms of eskim. Just see if they give me sure, okay? There's is of eating achilachas, karachas, that you're not allowed to eat together. Ram Rav Machlikas is talking about dafka karachas, or even eating on the same shulchan. The chibur paskins that you should not eat on one shulchan unless there's some type of shinai. Davar Masik Ben Karashalai, the Karashalah. Lechem Lekankan Shakal Echad Bishalai. They should not eat, Umachma, they should not eat on one table, unless it's some type of hacker, unless it's some type of hacker in between, then it's going to be a problem. So in terms of the Gather Shulchan, Echad Shulchan, it means eating on one table. Let's say you're eating together, but you're not eating at a table. You're sitting together on a park bench. Is that going to be a problem? What?
Why is it different?
That what?
On table.
It's not Shulchan Echad. I don't know.
No,
so it's not.
Something that it's already
Shulchan
Echad.
What
do you
say?
Why is it different?
The bench is that guy?
Kids,
it's a dafka shulchan echad. If you're not on shulchan echad, if you stand on, there's not that. They asked eating shulchan echad. That was a hacker. That was a chibo or something. Either on chibo or maybe come to touch. Stop eating if you're not in shulchan echad. Weiter. All these things kind of. If it's a personal chibo, okay.
It's not a chibo nowadays on the table.
What do you say? The shir now. Is what about unofficially? So we ask for eating on Shulchan Echad unless there's some type of shinoi davar mafsik and karshle karshle. You have to have a davar hefsik between the two of them. A shaila comes up. Let's say you put down a hefsik. Your wife doesn't know. Is that considered a hefsik? Does the hefsik have to be to both of them, or the hefsik for one of them is going to be enough? Pashas davar is the hacker. The kipshuta, the hacker should be something which they both know it's a hacker. That's definitely the pashas, and it should be something which it should be a hacker for both of them. Where should the hacker be? So the lashon of mechaber is it has to be between karashala. It should be in between the two of them. It should be in between the plates. It shouldn't be on the side. And it should be in between the two of them. Is it? Okay, fine. Okay, I'll stop right there.